The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Okay, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about how China has now arrested a third Canadian citizen as this brouhaha over the arrest of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver escalates. Now, she's out on bail. She has to wear an ankle bracelet, so she's tracked 24/7. And it's a serious repercussion here. People are saying, what the heck is going on? Now, Meng herself is accused of conspiring to violate the sanctions against Iran. But there seems to be another issue, and that has to do with competition, because Huawei is one of the world's largest manufacturers of cell phones. And they are a serious competition to other companies, including American companies, that want a piece of that action. A second issue is that the Huawei cell phones use an encryption system the NSA cannot break. And the NSA wants that to go away because they want to spy on everybody on the earth. Now, the reality is that China holds the upper hand on this, because all China needs to do to get the U.S. to just drop all this stuff about Ms. Meng is seize Sheldon Adelson's Chinese casinos. China's holding a royal flush on this one. They grab those casinos and say, we're going to nationalize them. Sheldon Adelson's going to be on that phone to Donald Trump in a heartbeat and say, you let go of this. Now, as I recall, Adelson was already in trouble with the Chinese government over a bribery scandal. So China needs to play its hand here. Over in North Korea, North Korea is saying that the U.S. must eliminate its nuclear arsenal in the region first, and then North Korea will get rid of theirs as well. And this is more, I think, of sending a message than reality, because the United States could pull all of their nuclear weapons out of that region and then put them back there 24 hours later. That's what cargo planes are for, or intercontinental ballistic missiles. But I think Kim Jong-un is trying to remind the entire world that for all the talk about North Korea's nuclear weapons and Iraq's nuclear weapons and Iran's nuclear weapons and who all else was out there, Syria, Libya, one and only one nation on Earth has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. And they did it not once, but twice. So it looks like the bromance is over regarding North Korea. And I'm hoping that Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in are going to continue on the path to reunification, because that is actually going to do more for North Korea's security and preventing a U.S. invasion than the nuclear weapons will. Over in Venezuela, as you know, the Russians flew two Tupolev 168 nuclear-capable bombers down there for joint training with the Venezuelan Air Force. And a video has now been released showing the arrival of the bombers. And they were given a hero's welcome, a very warm, emotional welcome. And the Tu-160 bombers have the distinction of having the largest wingspan of any combat aircraft in use, and also being the fastest bomber in the world today. Now, I don't like war, and I don't like things that go bang, but you have to admit, Russia builds very aesthetically beautiful aircraft. Now, Putin has apparently reached an agreement with Venezuela to allow Russia to build a military base on the island of Orchilla off the coast of Venezuela. This would give Russia a military base in the Caribbean. Now, it's not as close to the United States as Cuba was, but in this age of hypersonic missiles and supersonic bombers, it's really not an issue any longer. And Russia is, in fact, approaching Cuba. Ever since Donald Trump reversed Obama's policy of rapprochement with Cuba and said, no, 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 you're going to be our enemy forever, Russia is seeing an opening there. Russia could get back into Cuba as well. Now, Putin recently did one of his Q&A sessions, and during that, he made a very cogent comment saying that he regrets the growing global tendency of underestimating the risks of a nuclear war. And he said, I just thought somehow the danger of such a development in the world is somehow fading into the background. It seems impossible or something not so important. In the meantime, should anything like that happen, God forbid, this may result in the death of civilization and possibly the entire planet. And Putin clearly hopes mankind will have enough common sense to prevent a third world war from ever happening. Well, we're doing the best that we can, but we're up against some real hotheads and warmongers in powers of position who are still think they can win a nuclear war against Russia. Because after all, they've got all their taxpayer-funded bunkers, and if things go wrong, you know, the Congress will go off to the Greenbrier, and the White House will go off to Mount Weather, and I forget the name of that resort that the Supreme Court gets to go to. But I think one of the other factors that Putin may not be aware of is that for Americans alive today, for pretty much everyone alive today, nuclear weapons are an abstraction. We see it on our TV screen and we say, oh, okay, the explosion, it looks the size of our TV screen, what's the big deal? And ever since above ground testing was banned by international agreement because it was releasing all this radiation into the air, which, by the way, a lot of it's still up there, nobody's seen a real nuclear explosion with their eyes, and they can't grasp just how powerful these weapons really are. The standard Chinese nuclear warhead, they go with big ones because their missiles are not as accurate. Just one of those could turn this entire island I'm sitting on into green glass. Now, over in Great Britain, Christopher Steele, the former British spy, is going through a court trial, and a lot of interesting things are being revealed during the testimony. And apparently, he's saying now that the Trump-Russia dossier, which is a complete fiction from beginning to end, that's been established. It was created so that Hillary Clinton would have a legal basis to challenge the 2016 election results. She actually wanted to stand on up and say, no, Trump can't be president. Look at all the collusion and everything he was doing. And apparently cooler heads prevailed and said, you can't do this. You'll trigger rioting. You'll trigger a constitutional crisis. Believe it or not, back when Richard Nixon lost to John F. Kennedy, Nixon wanted to challenge the results of that election because there had been a lot of election fraud. And he was discouraged from doing so. Because it's important for the government that they maintain the illusion everything is working the way it should to keep the people docile and in line. Although these days that isn't working out all that much here. It turns out that late Arizona Senator John McCain was the person who leaked a copy of the Steele dossier to BuzzFeed News. This is coming out of a court filing. And McCain dispatched former State Department official David Cramer to London, where Christopher Steele allowed Cramer to see it. And then a copy was later provided to McCain through Cramer. McCain then provided a copy of the document to former FBI Director James Comey. And apparently, Kramer provided BuzzFeed a copy of the dossier during a December 29th, 2016 meeting. And BuzzFeed, of course, went to press with it. Pardon me. And was hit with a lawsuit for libel by Russian executive Alexei Gubarev, who sued BuzzFeed claiming the dossier contained details about him that were false and defamatory. Now, earlier in the week, there appeared to be a setback for BuzzFeed when the court ruled that Alexei Gubarev was not a public person. And therefore, that changes the rules for defamation. But it turns on out, good news for BuzzFeed, the court basically ruled that the publication of the document was protected by fair report privilege. So BuzzFeed is out of trouble, although they've still got the legal costs to cover here. Alrighty, we have 45 Democrats jostling to challenge Trump in 2020. We just got out of the 2018 midterms, and already they're obsessing about the next election. Don't these politicians like ever take some time out to like actually do some work for the American people? But there are 45 Democrats who are out there, and there are so many Democrats, they're actually scheduling the first of the debates between these Democrats early next year. It's like campaigning has become 365 days a year here in the United States. In a lot of other countries, there are actually laws limiting campaigns to so many months before the actual election, so that the rest of the time, everybody can take a deep breath, get away from all of the propaganda and the mudslinging, and go about doing other things here. Now, apparently, Democrats have been exposed for running a Russian-bought false flag operation in Alabama. Democratic operatives created thousands of Twitter accounts posing as Russian bots in order to boost Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones in the October 2017 special election by linking his Republican opponent, Roy Moore, to Russian influence campaigns. Now, this was all paid for by liberal billionaire Reid Hoffman. And they created more than 1,000 Russian language accounts that followed Moore's Twitter account overnight and basically reposted everything. Hoffman gave the operatives $100,000 for their project, which included creating fake conservative Facebook accounts to dissuade voters from supporting Moore. It was an elaborate false flag operation that planted the idea that the Moore campaign was amplified on social media by a Russian botnet, and the corporate media fell for it hook, line, and sinker, or they were complicit in it. Over at Der Spiegel, they've had a major embarrassment, which basically has brought their credibility down to that of the BBC, the news network that reported the collapse of World Trade Center 7 26 minutes before it actually happened. And so this reporter, Klaus Relotius, worked at Der Spiegel as a freelancer for 6 years. Then he got a staff position in 2017, and he was held up as a star. He's 33 years old. He's received numerous prestigious journalism awards, both in Germany and abroad. And in 2014, he was named by CNN as Journalist of the Year. But it turns out he was a fraud. He was a complete fraud, and it's falling apart, just as it had with Stephen Glass, a former staff writer at the New Republic, who authored one of the most spectacular fabrication campaigns in the history of American journalism. We seem to be in an age where professional journalism has moved away from the principles of journalism. And now it's all about attracting attention and getting promoted and getting bonuses and serving your political and corporate masters here. Anyway, this Klaus Relotius has now resigned, but apparently he falsified articles on a grand scale and even invented characters, according to Der Spiegel. That is a major one. All right, talking about the economic news, to nobody's surprise, the Trump middle-class tax cut that he was calling for ahead of the midterm elections is now on the back burner, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. And he basically, in an interview with Bloomberg, said, I'm not going to comment on whether it is a real thing or not a real thing. My nickel is on not a real thing. Now, the Fed raised rates again today. The stock market took a clubbing. They got to be feeling like a baby seal right about now. And a lot of people are wondering, is the Federal Reserve trying to deliberately crash the stock market? Well, I don't think they are, but they're trying to ding it. Because as I mentioned before, we're already in campaign season for 2020. And the Federal Reserve would like to see Trump's economic progress get knocked down so the Democrats can go into the campaign for the White House in 2020 saying Trump didn't deliver on his promise of a better economy. But the Fed could, in fact, trigger a crash here. Okay, now, the global auto industry has entered its first recession since 2009. Production has dropped. That was the measure of the health of the auto industry. It should have been sales, because the auto factories have been cranking out cars. They can't sell them. They're storing them on overflow lots. They're having to maintain them, keep them, you know, polished up and clean. But they can't sell them. People don't have the money. New car sales are down. Used car sales are down. People just don't have the money, and they don't want to go deeper in debt than they really are. Over in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel has come up with an idea to help pay down the city's $28 billion pension shortfall. He wants to legalize recreational marijuana and tax it, and he wants to open a city-owned casino. So if we're going to take money away from the people, let's at least make it fun for them. And so I wonder what's next, a city-owned brothel. Over in Britain, the British government is being slammed over a 24% rise in homelessness over the last 5 years. And because of the hard winter all over, not just Great Britain, but Europe, we're starting to see winter deaths. And fingers are being pointed saying, oh, it's climate change, it's this, it's that. No, these people just don't have the money to heat their homes. And they're literally freezing to death inside their homes. Now, somebody actually started a GoFundMe page for the border wall. And at this point, it may be moot because supposedly, based on Trump's threat of a veto, the House modified the current spending bill to include the wall funding. But this gentleman named Brian Colfage, he's a Purple Heart recipient, triple amputee veteran, and he started this GoFund the Wall, and it's raised $8 million so far of the goal of $1 billion. And that is sending a message. The American people want to pay for that wall. The American people want that wall. They're tired of this illegal immigration situation. And maybe somebody has heard that message, because earlier today it was announced that asylum seekers in Mexico will stay in Mexico now until their asylum applications are processed. There's no more of this let them in, catch and release, and we'll worry about the paperwork later. And so that's a major victory. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz had a really good idea. The U.S. just seized $14 billion from El Chapo. Why not use part of that to pay for the wall? And that's a very, very good idea, Ted. Very good. All right. We're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Well, the magic's from and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the immigration situation, the wall, which, again, it looks like Trump is going to get it, and I applaud him for showing some spine. And, of course, I'm sure that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are off somewhere licking their wounds because this really was a personal clash for them. More like a steel cage death match here. But Americans need to understand what all this illegal immigration is costing. Last week, New Jersey became the 10th state to offer financial aid to illegal immigrants. Other states include California, Texas, and Connecticut. And illegal immigrants in New Jersey can now receive in-state tuition as well as taxpayer-funded scholarships. Now, a legal American citizen might ask questions about this new law, like how much it's going to cost the state, meaning the taxpayer, whether such a law is going to encourage more illegal immigration, and the answer to that one is going to be yes, and whether this law eliminates scholarship opportunities for American citizens, and the answer to that one is probably yes. These are all valid questions, but the politicians and the immigration activists don't care. To them, American citizenship doesn't mean anything anymore. We're all seen as just basically bodies. And that, too, is part of the globalist agenda, to just shove everybody together, treat them all equal. But apparently, they're on a path to grant illegal immigrants the rights and benefits of legal American citizens. without these illegals going through the citizenship process. Over in California, they're admitting that non-citizens may have been added to voter rolls. California has what's called the Motor Voter Program, where when you go on in to get your driver's license or renew your car registration or whatever, you're automatically put on the state voting rolls. And the DMV does not check your citizenship status. And so an audit inside the DMV has confirmed that, yes, apparently a lot of illegal immigrants were registered to vote when they went through the DMV. And it is thought that the changing demographics of California, which is being flooded by all these illegal immigrants, is the reason why so many formerly Republican districts inside California flipped over to Democrat in the last midterm elections. Okay, let's go on down here. Now, over in North Carolina, a little bit of good news here. Republicans used their supermajority in the state's General Assembly to override a veto issued by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper of a law that will require all voters to show photo ID before casting their ballots at the polling station. And, of course, this decision immediately stirred outrage among the left-wing activists who came on out and said, well, you're just being racist. You're just being racist here. No, we're not being racist. Illegal is not a race. And illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote. But the Democratic Party has been openly about it. They depend on illegal immigrants voting to keep in power. So that's where that is. Over in Sweden, the moderate party leader, Ulf Kristersson, is now saying it's crucial for young Swedes to learn Arabic if they're going to be successful in the future. And it's another sign that Sweden, which has accepted probably more migrants than any other European Union country, is becoming increasingly Islamic. It's also become the rape capital of the world. Now, for hundreds of years, Finnish was the second most spoken language in Sweden, but it's been overtaken by Arabic. Arabic is now Sweden's largest minority language. Over in Brussels, Jean-Claude Juncker is in high dudgeon over the possibility of a no-deal Brexit, which now appears likely because Theresa May cannot get the Chequers plan through Parliament. The EU is not backing off any of their demands. And so Juncker is out there warning that if there is a no-deal Brexit, that Brussels will feel compelled to impose limits on things like airline flights between Britain and the EU. Now, they'll still allow British Airlines to operate flights between the UK and the continent, but they will be barred from flying between EU airports or operating services from Europe to the United States. So what the EU is getting ready to do basically is punish Great Britain for leaving. And Juncker also said that a no-deal Brexit will lead to the worst border chaos since wartime. So he's out there doomsaying and shouting all of his warnings. But you need to stop and think, what would happen to Great Britain if they decided to stay in the European Union? They've endured a lot of abuse, and the abuse would get worse because in that Lisbon Treaty, there are provisions which are timed out into the future, provisions which reduce the sovereignty and independence of the member nations. If Britain doesn't leave now, they may not have the legal right to do so in the future. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive.
Hello, America. Show here, and we've got an update on the progress of the spending bill. The House did approve the spending bill with $5.7 billion for the border wall, and that's a good thing, but the bill now goes to the Senate, where it is probably going to fail. They need 60 votes to pass it, and the chamber's 49 Democrats are against funding the wall. And that means that more likely the government shutdown is going to happen midnight tomorrow. And that's going to put a damper on the holiday cheer for the people who work in those various departments that are being shut down. Speaking of shut down, over in Britain, Gatwick Airport had to be shut down after two drones flew over the runway right in the path of air traffic, and it basically forced all flights in and out to be suspended, leaving hundreds and thousands of travelers stranded. People trying to get away for Christmas, they're getting away early for the Christmas holiday. And so they even thought about bringing out snipers to shoot the drones down, but they went away. They decided to wait a little interval. And just as they were about to open the runways again, another drone flew over. And they're trying to find out who was doing this. The authorities are saying it's obviously deliberate that somebody is doing this, but they're declining to say that it is somehow terror-related here. getting into political correctness, Tesco has sparked criticism for having a girls' toys aisle in their store. And people are screaming, it's showing a gender bias. Well, let's be honest. If you go into the toy department at any large store and you look at those toy aisles, the toys are segregated. The stuff that girls are going to want are down these aisles. The stuff that boys are going to want are down those aisles, because girls will be girls and boys will be boys. And if they are curious about going on over and looking at the other stuff, there's nothing to stop them. But apparently actually labeling the aisles just got all these people, their knickers in a twist about, oh, gender bias, gender bias, gender bias. And Facebook is in a lot of trouble. It's been revealed that they allowed a lot of big tech companies access to information, including people's private messages to partners, and they were giving it away without the knowledge of the users. And Facebook is out there saying, well, it was only 150 companies, which that was enough. Their stock took a hit, and its valuation fell by more than $28 billion in the stock market. Apparently, the New York Times had special access to Facebook data without the user's knowledge. And apparently, some of these tech companies could not only read the personal messages, they could, if they felt they needed to, delete them. Now, for companies like The Times and Netflix, access to the data of 2.2 billion Facebook users could be a gold mine. The problem here is that this country does not have a consumer privacy protection law, and we are desperately in need of one. Now, we're never going to stop the government spying on us, but this corporate spying on us has just gotten completely, completely out of control here. And it's led to various civil rights groups demanding that Mark Zuckerberg has to resign. He's got to step down. The outrage is just building. Jeet here over at the New Republic said, Facebook is evil, folks. Now, Washington, D.C. has sued Facebook over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which is now looking like small potatoes compared to this giving away all the data to these corporate media and tech corporations here. And DC is vowing to make Zuckerberg company live up to its promise to protect users and make privacy settings easier to control. So this is coming from the Attorney General in Washington, DC. And it specifically refers back to Cambridge Analytica that was mining users' data from 87 million users before the 2016 presidential election. Now, social sharing buttons on your website could get you in GDPR hot water if the data goes wandering. Now, there's a case being considered by the European Court of Justice, and Advocate General Michelle Bobek argued that website operators should share some responsibility with providers of embedded web widgets for ensuring that any data collection complies with legal requirements. In other words, if you embed a Facebook like button or similar on your site, it's on you to make sure information collected through that button is all above board, or else you are on the hook. This is a major assault on the internet and the independent media in Europe. It's a total giveaway to corporate media. And again, it shows the descent into fascism. Okay. Dr. Rand Hindi is saying that human-like artificial intelligence will never exist. And he says, if you're waiting to see something like Data on Star Trek Next Generation, it's never going to happen. Because no matter how machines learn from other machines, no matter how fast they process, no matter how logical they are. Most decisions that human makes are actually driven by our emotions, and the machines simply don't have emotions. Now, our emotions come out of the fact that we are a biochemical entity with biochemical needs and desires, passions. Machines don't have those. Now, I'm sure there are going to be some amazing artificial intelligence machines down the road. They will not be human-like. They may, in fact, be quite inhuman in their perspective on the world. Over in Boulder, Colorado, Boulder residents are given just days to certify rifles or face the consequences. Basically, the deadline is December 27th, and those who fail to comply could face fines, jail time, confiscation, and destruction of the firearms. Now, Boulder police say they have certified 85 firearms since the city council passed an assault weapon ban in May. Residents who already owned the prohibited rifles, pistols, and shotguns were given the chance to keep their firearms by certifying prior ownership with the police. In other words, I hope you kept the receipt from when you bought that gun. The council also voted unanimously to ban high-capacity magazines and bump stocks. Now, the incoming Democrats are already out there saying that they're getting ready for a bill that will criminalize private gun sales. Basically, for a nation that prides itself on freedom, you will no longer be able to sell your own property without the government's permission, unless you want to be labeled as a criminal, if this bill succeeds and becomes law, and it probably will. Now, this won't prevent mass shootings. This is just more of gun-hating Democrats who just want to show that they can control the guns here. Now, there was a government study conducted by anti-gun lunatics in politically elite positions, and they discovered that the vast majority of gun owners regulate themselves. We don't need to be watched at. So these gun-hating Democrats demanded a study into the sales of guns online, and they got hit with a dose of reality. They wasted 2 years attempting to buy guns illegally on the dark web, and they failed every single time. So, now here's a good one for you people in Canada. The maker of Budweiser is partnering with medical cannabis company Tilray in a $100 million deal to research cannabis-infused drinks for the Canadian market. And this is the latest foray by a major beer company into the cannabis business in Canada, which legalized recreational marijuana in October. So Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Tilray will each invest $50 million in the project to study non-alcoholic drinks containing cannabidiol, or CBD, which some claim has calming and healing effects, and tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which is the cannabis compound known for its psychoactive effects. So legalize it, put it in the hands of the corporations, but don't you dare grow it out back here. Actor Lou Ferrigno, if you're my age, you'll remember him. He was the original TV Incredible Hulk. Very amazing gentleman, hearing challenged. And apparently he went in for the pneumonia vaccine and wound up in the hospital. Somebody made a mistake. They just had fluid in his bicep, and they were concerned about possible embolisms, and so they hospitalized him here. Now, the little bit of good news is one of the new members of Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives, is a medical doctor from Tennessee, the former Tennessee State Senator Mark Green. He is vowing to take on the CDC regarding fraudulently handled data and research about vaccines and autism. Now, according to Autism Action Network, who has an action alert about the issue, Dr. Green, who's also a West Point graduate and a Bronze Star hero, intends to stand on the CDC's desk and get the real data on vaccines. Now, we know that some years back, the CDC issued a report that purported to claim there was no link between vaccines and autism. And then one of the report's authors went public and blew the whistle, saying the data had been cherry-picked to produce the desired result. So that report was discredited. So the corporations just want to go on selling you faulty products, bad products, dangerous products. Over at Pinterest, they've just banned Health Nut News for posting natural health information and vaccine safety info. This censorship of the corporate media platforms, it's going to be total. You're not going to be allowed to criticize Israel. You're not going to be allowed to criticize immigration. You're not going to be allowed to question vaccine safety. You're not going to be allowed to question GMO safety. It's going to be funny kitten videos and not a whole heck of a lot else. Now, I stopped using my social media accounts early in the year because of all this nonsense that was going on. And I advise you to do the same thing, or go to one of the new up-and-coming social media platforms which have not yet been compromised. Or set up your own website. If you want to post pictures and articles about your life, set up your own website where they can't come in and censor you here. Article coming out of cshrint.org, and it's another article about murders and murder-suicides committed by individuals on prescription psychiatric drugs. And it says, school-related acts of violence aren't the only cases commonly found to be under the influence of psychiatric drugs. There are 32 other acts of senseless violence committed by individuals taking or withdrawing from psychiatric drugs, resulting in 369 dead and 748 wounded. Now, over at SSRIstories.org, they have plenty of case studies about the harm these drugs are doing. And what really makes it scary is how these drugs are now being forced on young people by the schools. And these practitioners in the schools are, you know, they get the brochures from the pharmaceutical company. Oh, this drug will calm them down. They'll be wonderful. They don't know this other side. They're being propagandized to believe that these medications are great. Now, do you remember aspartame? And apparently there's a new study that shows that aspartame depletes neurotransmitters in the brain. I'm not surprised at that, because before it was approved as an artificial sweetener, it was actually listed as an excitotoxin and a biological weapon, because in high doses it causes all the neurons in your brain to start firing like crazy, which will use up the neurotransmitters. This is obviously a much smaller case of that same phenomenon, but it's there. You're losing the neurotransmitters in the brains. And apparently aspartame makes brains vulnerable to chemical damage from foods and, ta-da, vaccines. This is getting really, really weird. Apparently, the New York Times had an article saying that human extinction would not be a bad thing, because human-caused climate change is destroying the planet. And the editorial policy seems to be that we ordinary humans are the source of everything that is wrong with our world. And I think a lot of these people actually hate themselves. And they take that hate out, they project it onto others. But this idea of, you know, humans going extinct to save the planet, what would be the point of that? If we're not here, who cares what happens to the planet? It's really getting very, very dangerous out there. All righty. This coming Sunday, there's going to be a SpaceX launch. And one of the payloads is a trio of satellites about the size of toaster ovens from a startup called Hawkeye 360. And this Washington area company is one of 35 paying customers strapped to the top of the Falcon 9 rocket. And microsatellites are getting to be big business. Unfortunately, they're very hard to keep track of from down here on Earth. And apparently, these Hawkeye missions are not about photographing the Earth. They want to capture radio frequency feeds looking for pirate radio transmitters, ones that are unauthorized. Okay, we're going to take our final commercial break and back with the last segment of the program after these few words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of John Stadmiller's program. And I hope he's out there having fun. And I hope you're all going to have fun this holiday weekend. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow on my show with the lovely Lady Claire. A little bit of space news here. NASA is getting back in gear, doing what NASA does best, which is space exploration. And I'm glad that Donald Trump pulled him off all this nonsense about being used as a rubber stamp for human-caused global warming, and he's turned them loose back out into space here. New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, it's going to be an exciting time. On New Year's Eve, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft is basically going to reach its close encounter with asteroid Bennu and will slip into orbit around this near-Earth asteroid. And it's basically going to do a detailed survey of the target and basically, you know, they're working on the orbital insertion. The other one is New Year's Day. Do you remember New Horizons? That was the spacecraft that went past Pluto and gave us imaging of most of that world. Well, it's continued on out into space, and now it is approaching an object called Ultima Thule, which is a billion miles, in fact, about a billion miles beyond Pluto, and it will arrive there on January 1st. Now, a NASA scientist involved with the mission asked the legendary British guitarist behind Bohemian Rhapsody, who also holds a doctorate in astrophysics, to contribute some music to play as the flyby happens. And Brian May agreed. And he's created this new song. The audio track features apparently some sounds from Stephen Hawking, although Mr. Hawking is no longer with us any longer. But the music will be released New Year's Day. It's his first solo single since 1998. And New Horizons will have its global premiere broadcast live on January 1st at 12:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from the New Horizons Control Center in Maryland. So that is going to be exciting. I'm definitely going to get up to see that one here. Now, as you know, Russian cosmonauts and American astronauts are sharing the ISS, and they get a chance to look at each other's gear. And apparently, German media is now reporting that from all the available information they can find, the American spacesuits used on the ISS no longer meet technical requirements, and they're not completely safe. And the new generation of spacesuits from Russia Orlan, which have already been tested and are being used in space, can solve the problem. So they're saying the Americans really ought to be using the Russian spacesuits. And space technologies are always associated with the future, but can be largely stuck in the past. And part of that has to do with the amount of time it takes for a technology to be decided on and then made capable of space flight. And because of concerns over things like space radiation and cosmic rays, sometimes the latest and greatest can't be used. By the end of their era, the American space shuttles flew with hopelessly outdated and insufficiently powerful onboard computers. Okay, I think we're at the end of the show here. And so, yeah, there's the music. We're at the end of the show here. So have yourselves a really good evening. Join us for the What Really Happened show tomorrow, and back again here for John Stadmiller. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting and to What Really Happened. And aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.